tunnel.
You got three coming in.
Can you imagine me as a spy?
With a gun.
What? These look delicious.
Cool.
This is very chewy.
You're eating a hand towel.
Just cleansing my palate. When I joined the CIA, I thought I was going to be this amazing spy. I'm just the same boring person I was before.
You play it too safe.
I just hear my mom's voice. Give up on your dream, Susan. Just write that in my lunchbox.
Raina Boyanov is about to sell a tactical nuclear weapon to a terrorist organization.
I told you to send me in there.
You can't. She knows the identity of all our agents. We need someone to find the bomb without being detected.
I'll do it.
Okay, thanks, Lunch Lady.
You're going.
Okay.
Yeah, bring one of your cats as a sidekick.
I don't have cats.
Go see Patrick. He's got special equipment for you.
It's like the future. You're a spy.
People, you're going to have to forgive me for this review because I'm like on my, I think it's my eighth Long Island iced tea right now, and about two shots in, and as an opener, it was a shot, well, not a shot, but a glass of Jack and Coke. So, and plus, not to mention drinking earlier before I even arrived in this area, but so, you know, I might be having a little trouble just seeing, and my English is going to be more broken than usual, but you know what, fuck it, I'm here to do Spy, the review. Because people have been asking, what you going to do with that spy review? It's just me here, people. The P1, the phenomenal one. It's his birthday. I'm not going to lie. I'm seeing like three of everything right now. But that's okay. We're in this great city, this great town, great alcohol, great titties. Out in the street right now. I'm not lying. I see some right there, whatever. Hey. But, and I figured I would just come back to the hotel real quick just to give you a quick little review. Just so I could have this post and go up. But, so Spy, the movie that everybody's been dying to hear about or see because it's got everybody's, I guess, would you consider her America's sweetheart at this point? Because every fucking woman in the world loves, well, not in the world, but America loves this fat cunt. I'm sorry, that's mean. I shouldn't say things like that. We're talking about Melissa McCarthy. We're talking about another Paul Feig and just the dude that brought you Bridesmaids and The Heat. Bridesmaid was a piece of shit. Heat, Melissa McCarthy sucked in, but the movie was, it was okay. Wasn't bad, wasn't terrible. I mean, even made Marlon Wayans look good. But now we're here to talk about The Spy, which was the most generic-ass fucking title you could ever come up with. I was like, they just didn't give a fuck when it came out to that. But I don't even know the word I'm looking for. I'm not going to lie. I looked at the ceiling for a second. I was just like, the fuck is that word again? You know what? I'm going to put this glass. Nah, fuck that. I paid for this. I'm drinking this shit. But, so synopsis. We got Melissa what's this girl's name in here? Melissa McCarthy plays Susan Cooper. There you go. I remember now. Susan Cooper. And Susan Cooper works for the CIA, but she's an agent, but what she does is she somehow managed to let Jude Law, who plays Bradley Fine in the movie, convince her into just being his partner, but behind a desk where she just calls the play-by-play while he goes and do the action, because nobody would ever believe Melissa McCarthy's big ass would be, come on now, spy, look at that shit. There's even a scene in the movie, you can't help but roll your eyes, but I'm going to get to it. So, by the way, when I say Melissa McCarthy, I mean the next Sigourney Weaver and Linda Hamilton, from right here. But so she plays behind the scenes, and then they're working on this case with what's this chick's name? Rose Byrne's character, who plays Rana Boyanov. Her father is killed. She takes over pretty much the family business, and she's pretty much got a nuke. She's gonna sell to the highest bidder. Jude Law gets killed by her, or so we assume that we see that from the beginning. Later in the movie, we find out that no, he really didn't get killed from her. He was making it seem as if he was on her side just to get closer to her and her plans. Pretty much going undercover. Siding with the enemy, going undercover, if you will. Rose Byrne, she finds out pretty much all the agents' identities. So they need to send someone to get intel on her and her nuke. And Melissa McCarthy volunteers herself because she feels like she's living a boring life and want to be where the action is. It's just like, bitch, you would die if you was in the action. Let's be real. Come on now. What the hell? And then they even try to show this like quick little video of her training seminar before she got there. And when she's doing flips and shit like that, I'm just like, I'll buy that when I see her put the damn Big Mac down. But, well, either way, that's neither here nor there. So, we fast forward scenes, whatever. She pretty much ignores every rules of just getting intel. And she gets really where the action is. You start seeing her do a bunch of shit that she, you know, good and goddamn well, just physically ain't possible for her big ass. And, you know, Jude Law comes in the picture. And she thinks he's a double agent, but then turns out he still is working on the good guys, just working a little closer to her. And then, you know, they go on a, her and this annoying British bitch she's with, I don't even remember her name. Oh, it was Miranda Hart, Nancy B, who plays Nancy B in here. She's annoying as shit. Somehow they go all over the world from, I believe it was Rome to Budapest, just to track down Lana, or not Lana, what the fuck is this girl's name? God damn it, Rose Byrne, Raina. Like I said, people, almost 8 fucking Long Island iced teas. Give me a fucking moment here. And pretty much stop her from coming. Whatever the fuck this is. Okay, first of all, I just want to say this now. Rotten Tomatoes, you must got your head up your ass. I don't know where the fuck you've been at lately with these ratings or something like that, because Jesus Christ, man, these ratings are too fucking high. I will say this. I did not hate the movie. And this is not the alcohol people talking, people, so don't get this wrong. People are like, damn, somebody give him a horror movie right now while he's fucked up. The movie is not bad. But you know what's bad about the fucking movie? It's Melissa fucking McCarthy. I'm sorry, she's just a terrible fucking actress. She's not fucking funny. If anything, all the scenes in here with her where there's supposed to be comedic moments, she has some of the most awkward ass fucking scenes. It's just like, and then they got this one fucking scene. I kid you fucking not. It was embarrassing to see this. It was almost as if they're making fun of her, like, and then trying to say, oh, but, you know, she could be beautiful too. It's just like, no, she's not. I don't give a damn if she wasn't fat. It's just, it's not even the fact that she's fat. It's the fact that she's not fucking good looking. She looks like a fucking overbloated clown. If you took some white face from Heath Ledger's dead body, from the Joker, it is not the alcohol talking, people, you took his makeup from the Joker and just rubbed it on her, you'd be like, damn, Heath Ledger came back to life, whatever. But then again, I don't want to insult Heath Ledger, so I'll just say the Joker came back to the Dark Knight, because all them scars on his face, that's pretty much what Melissa McCarthy looks like. She looks like one big ass long scar or something. Fuck that bitch, I can't stand her. And then all these people always coming up, oh, you just don't like her because she's fat. No, I don't like her because she's a fucking untalented cunt, that's why. But let's get into the things I did like, though. Jude Law. Everybody knows Jude Law is a great actor. Dude is charismatic as hell in this movie, man. I mean, he's not in it that much. He's in it for the beginning and the end. But the beginning he's in, he's doing his spy shit. Dude is cool as fuck. So I liked him. My favorite. I think he was the best character of all, and I think he kind of made the movie in a way, and he's in it for a good amount of time, not enough, but he's in it a good enough time. Rose Byrne was really good. She's starting to get on track with some good movies lately, but it was Jason Statham. Jason Statham was fucking hilarious in this movie, man. He's just, this whole movie, he's spending his time, every time he just pops up out of nowhere, and then he just go like, you're going to fuck this mission up, Melissa, or Susan. He just like, let me do this. I'm the real agent. I belong in the field. I once fucking drove a car off a building while I was on fire, mate. He just says a bunch of shit that's ridiculous from movies I'm sure he's done before. And then he just runs with it. That shit is fucking hilarious. I loved every moment of him. He is the fucking star player of this movie. And you know what? He needs his own damn spinoff from this. I'm starting to think that comedy might be his route, because he was killing in this movie. Who else? Oh, Rose Byrne. You know why I liked her character so goddamn much? Is because she would call Melissa McCarthy a fat clown throughout almost this whole movie. And I laughed my ass off for the simple fact that Rose Byrne was me and Wayne. And Melissa McCarthy was there. That's why I stood and applauded this woman so much, because I said, yes, finally somebody fucking said it. She's a fucking joke and a clown. And there was even a scene where they're on this plane and Rose Byrne laughed and she was like, oh, you remind me of, she's told this story, and then she said, you remind me of it. Pretty much she told a story of like her, the town she grew up in, there was like a drunk clown who would do some of the stupidest things she's ever saw in her life just because it was pitiful. And then she told Melissa McCarthy, you remind me of that person. And I was just like, that sums up about every feeling I've ever had about Melissa McCarthy. So bless your heart, little Rose Byrne. So I guess pretty much all the actors in here and stuff like that, they were all good. The only problem I had was I didn't care for Melissa McCarthy that much. I just don't think she's funny at all. Every time she tries to crack a joke at all, it runs off. And then you got Miranda Hart, who plays the British friend here, and she was even more fucking annoying than Melissa McCarthy. I wanted someone to put a fucking dick in her mouth to shut her the hell up. She was fucking annoying. It was getting on my nerves. The plot. And now the plot synopsis I just gave, it's a little over the hex. I think one of the problems this movie has is it goes on way too goddamn long, to the point that somewhere in the middle and towards the end of the film, you almost forget what the damn plot of the movie. Like, I almost forgot everybody's motivation of why they were doing what they were doing. This whole team up with Rose Byrne and Jude Law coming back to life, well, never dying in the first place, not coming back to life. And then the whole missiles and stuff like that. I think the characters in here were so outrageous and hilarious that you kind of just don't give a fuck about the plot. And I think the movie kind of knew that, so it didn't give a fuck about the plot neither. But there was a time where I even checked my watch and said, okay, we can go ahead and wrap this up, because it's almost amazing that this is actually somewhat enjoyable. I can't remember the guy that played this or what was his name in the movie, but there was this foreign dude that they had in here. God, I don't remember what his name was. But he pretty much played the horny son of a bitch. And pretty much he played me. The only problem with him and difference between me and him, though, is he kept talking about how Melissa McCarthy looked good. And I was just like, that nigga needs to get his eyes checked, or there must not be that many beautiful women in these countries that they went to, because damn, I know that's some bullshit. There's even this bullshit ass scene, and I fucking kid you not, where they give Melissa McCarthy these identities where she looks like a single mom, fat, gray-haired woman or whatever and stuff, and she says, I'm gonna go crash this party, and she goes to, I don't fucking know, some thrift store or some shit like that, and she gets this black dress, and then they play this music when she comes out, her hair spinning and stuff like that, like, she puts on this dress and does her hair, and it's just like, oh, isn't she beautiful? It's like, no. Just because you took a pile of shit and stuck a flower in it, doesn't mean it still ain't a pile of shit. Because this pile of shit looked like some weeds grew out of it. And that's what Melissa McCarthy was. And it's just like, I love the fact that Rose Byrne even said when she got to that party, was just looking at her like, that's an ugly fucking dress. And she was like, how the hell was you planning on getting any man up in here? And I was like, oh, thank you, Rose Byrne. You're speaking every bit of language I'm saying. I don't know why this movie trying to play it up as if she's funny or good looking or anything like that. She's damn near up there with me, if you ask me. She's fucking Paul Blart female version, if you ask me. Or her boyfriend from fucking Hangover 3, Zach Galifianakis, but whatever. I mean, you don't get that many her falling over scenes. It's probably about like two or three scenes like that. Even those, there's kind of just like, I can't believe they even threw that in there. And people was laughing their ass off. I don't know why. That's just not hilarious. There's some annoying ass scenes where like even, they're not. She's supposed to be playing it low key, but she draws so much attention to herself. It's just like, how the fuck she's not dead already? Because I know there, when she goes to this party, she's supposed to even play low key here, but she's fucking with the people that work there, tapping on their heads and shit like that. The oh, your hair is greasy, whatever. You need to do something. That shit got annoying. Or then even the scene where she's trying to make this, when she teams up with Raina, if you will, or the trick Raina saying, "Hey, I work for your dad," or something like that. She's even doing the same Melissa McCarthy stuff. You know, hey, I'll beat you up, punch you or whatever. I'm running and shit like that. You know good and goddamn well that was a goddamn stunt double. Ain't no way in hell her fat ass gonna chase no car, chase anyone in shape or anything like that. So you know that was some bullshit, but you just kind of roll your eyes and go with it. I think what this movie has going for it personally is that it, I will say this too, it had a cool ass credit scene too. Kind of a spoof off James Bond, which I thought was pretty entertaining, but the visual effects of it looked really good. So I guess really the main problems for me was it's Melissa McCarthy. She got to go. That's the main problem. Oh, and Miranda Hart. She was annoying as shit. I just wanted somebody to fucking shoot her or something like that. She needed to die in this movie. So overall, go ahead and wrap this up. Plot was bullshit. Characters were great. I like the characters, like I said, except for with the exception of Melissa McCarthy and the British chick. But everyone else I thought was entertaining, at least, if not downright funny. Jason Statham stole this shit, I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, I'm gonna be somewhere in the, I'll give it a straight rent. It's probably the highest rating I ever gave a Melissa McCarthy film, but I will say it is better than everything I've ever seen her in, because she is a fucking terrible actress.
Cat lady, just missing a shirt that says I've never felt the touch of a man. Show me, hey, come inside.
The confidence builder.
You really think you're ready for the field? Leave the action to me.
Damn it! Put your roof on a scooter! What are you, the Pope?
You are not to make direct contact with any of the targets.
You are incredibly out of your league.
I'm a real spy. I once drove a car off a freeway on top of a train while I was on fire. Not the car, I was on fire.
Kind of starting to freak me out. Poor little pathetic Susan. My father used to bring people here. Did he also make you dress like a slutty dolphin trainer?
Hold it together.
I shall be the most held together person you have ever met.
Okay, let's go.
Hold it.